This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, March 21. Well, cattle markets started out firm yesterday, had a little gap higher on live cattle, but that didn't last long, and then the markets kind of gave that up, ended up with a reversal down on the live cattle. The front month April not giving us an outside day lower, but still a reversal down. On the back months, we did not really take out the previous day's high, Friday's high, but we did push into a new low for the move on the June contract. August actually did give us an outside day lower. So kind of a mix of chart formations, but the bottom line is the market is still working its way lower. The momentum is still to the downside for the live cattle. In feeders, we had been pacing sideways for a couple days. Yesterday we started out firm, couldn't hold it just like the live cattle, and we ended up with reversals down there, giving us, you know, an outside day lower on the May, almost an outside day lower on the March. April's were just a kind of a small reversal down. So there too, in the feeders, market's not quite ready to turn the corner to the upside. Looks like we have a little more work to do to the downside. Come down and test those old double top highs on some of the deferred contracts in feeder cattle. In live cattle, you know, we're quickly approaching, you know, late May, and the market is in a downswing. Usually you're putting in a high, so we're getting some contra-seasonal price action here. Still looking for the market to have some upward momentum as we get into, you know, later March and into April. I just think in the bigger long-term picture, the trend is still up. I think we're going to get one more push up, but we would be lucky to get back to the highs that were put in late Feb and early March. So at this point, we're basically now looking to test resistance levels, the old gaps that were put in last week, breakout points from swing lows from early March. Those are the targets that we're looking for live cattle. Cash is going to need to lead the way, and it's been a little sluggish. Box beef hasn't offered a lot of support either. But in the cash trade last week, we were down about one on the Fed trade around 164. Select was also down one at 264. Yesterday in box beef, we were mixed in some pretty wide swings. Choice was down 233 at 281. Select was up 150 at 274. So the spread lost at 383. We're all the way down to 708. That's a pretty big drop for already being at such a tight spread. Movement was 107 loads. So that's a pretty big number. For a Monday, you rarely see movement over 100 loads. So that's encouraging to see a 107 number when we had box beef be lower for the choice, but at least it was higher for the select. So that's encouraging to see the movement pick up. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That was equal to a week ago and up 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was up 14 cents. We're sitting at 188.01. So, you know, from cash perspective, it appears to be relatively stable, at least from the Fed and dress trade. Box beef getting a little choppy, those spreads narrowing up a lot. We should be nearing a seasonal bottom for the choice select spread, but still, it is under a fair amount of pressure. Normally, seasonally, you're seeing retail, you know, consumer demand pick up this time of year, headed into the spring, headed into the famous grilling season. We tend to see a lot of beef consumption then. Hopefully we'll get that. A lot of cold and snow across the north and a lot of rain across the southeast. But still, spring is here and warmer temperatures are on the way. And usually that's conducive to some good beef clearance on the weekend. So hopefully we'll get that. Export sales have improved significantly, at least in this last week. And we kind of need that to shore things up as well. But I will say the live cattle futures have dropped a lot more than I expected. It's at this point, you know, you're doing a fair amount of damage to the charts. And so a seasonal rally would, I think, we would be lucky to get back to the highs that were put in a couple weeks ago. So we're going to be looking at rallies as selling opportunities, probably for some weakness that takes us through the normal weakness that takes us through the summer months. Taking a quick look at pasture conditions in the southern plains, we've got Texas at 61% poor to very poor. That's actually down 7 from last week. Good to excellent at 12% is up 4. In Oklahoma, we're at 60% poor to very poor. That's unchanged. Good to excellent at 13%. That is up 4. In Colorado, we're at 26% poor to very poor. That's up 2 on the week. 37% good to excellent is down 1. So still looking at pretty rough conditions in the south, but seeing just some slight improvement. But again, we just don't see rains on the way. They're not in the forecast. What little we do see in the long-range forecast don't materialize in the short-term forecast. So it's, we're running out of time here to really get the pastures in good shape to satisfy, strong demand to put on grass in that region. All outside that region, things look much better, but that's key cattle country. And I think if the rains don't come, it's going to subdue your normal seasonal rally into early May for feeder cattle. I think it's still going to happen, but it would certainly be a much less energetic rally than if you had good grazing conditions in the Western Plains. And at this point, it just doesn't look like that's going to happen. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.